I would urge people this Saturday, instead of participating in the screaming matches and potential violence, find a local business you support, maybe a Jewish-run bakery or an African-American-run bakery. Order a cake with the American flag on it, like this one, and just eat it, Colin. Sheet caking is a grassroots movement, Colin. Most of the women I know have been doing it once a week since the election.
And, of course, the idea is just bury your sorrows, your anxiety in a nice piece of white, fluffy sheet cake. She was championing Jewish bakeries and black-owned bakeries because she said that those are the people that are disenfranchised by the Klan, and the president didn't rebuke them firmly enough. So if you have an African-American bakery in your neighborhood or a Jewish one, she said, go there. So then we called Angelica's Bakery, and we talked to that guy named Paul Stokes. Do you remember that conversation? Steve, did you remember that cake that they brought in or that we paid for?
Yeah, I remember you showing it but not sharing it.
Paul Stokes is in our studio again. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
So it's every day it's something, you know, with this president and this country right now. I think we're all complicit to some degree or another, although obviously Donald Trump is the match that keeps lighting fires.
But yeah, the gift that keeps giving.
So we called you and we ordered a cake and you delivered us. We got the caramel cake, right?
Right.
And then we got a white sheet cake, like Tina said we should.
Right.
And then I think there was some. Oh, and then the key lime cake. Oh, man, you didn't miss with any of those. Get a little closer to the microphone so everybody can hear you.
Okay, for you and the Petersons, that's what I heard it was for, right?
The Petersons did not get any of it.
They didn't.
No, we did share, or did I? No, that's right. I did bring some to the Petersons.
Right.
You are absolutely right.
I remember.
So you're in our studio right now.
Yes.
Have you and I met in person before?
A couple of weeks, so about a month ago.
Yeah, you were in the studio, right?
Yep,
we had a nice long conversation.
Yes, we did. Insightful conversation.
I thought it was. I thought
you
were dynamite.
Yeah.
So I told Elif, I said, let's order another cake from Angelica's. So what did you bring us, man?
I brought you another sheet cake. And because of the current climate, I decided to put an American flag on it and a football.
Oh, yeah. And flowers.
So
it's all good. Everybody is included in this cake.
Absolutely.
Flags, football fans, flowers. It's all good.
Right, because somehow they've been merged into this huge,
I don't know, mass
of something.
Oh, you know, that everybody says, politics is wearing us down. Thank God for football.
Right.
Sports. You know, let's just go watch the Cubs play.
Right.
And now we're all in the middle of that.
Right.
We can't escape this.
It's unfortunate. And I think the issue is that somewhere the message has been lost. If you go back to why Colin Kaepernick kneeled in the first place, it was because of, you know, the racial inequality with police brutality.
Yeah.
And that's the message that keeps missing. And now they think, you know, he's protesting the anthem, which is not true. You know,
it's, or the flag or America.
Or the flag. Absolutely not. He's not protesting the
flag.
So
then we got into this conversation yesterday, and that was, so then when the players all link arms or take a knee, what are they saying? And my read on it was that what the players are saying now, and the owners and anybody else that took a knee, Stevie Wonder, is I am supporting Americans' right to express themselves.
Absolutely.
So if Colin wants to take a knee about police brutality, and by the way, he didn't come by that opinion willy-nilly.
No.
I mean, I think he was a very thoughtful person who put his career on the line to express himself, and it may have cost him his career.
Yes. And millions of dollars, absolutely.
So to me, all of those players linking arms, their message may have been about police brutality, but I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's not an issue of concern, but they're talking about the First Amendment there.
Yeah.
I think that's what that was about yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Sunday.
I absolutely agree with you. And the solidarity of against who's in office right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that it was more so, and that's why I meant by the message has kind of been lost in translation.
And I don't even want to make it, and I hear you, trust me, you and I are not far apart on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make the locked arms an anti-Trump message, because I think that's too narrow.
Right.
I mean, I get it. But really, the maybe single most important thing that as a country we need to hang on to is free speech.
Absolutely.
Is free speech. So anybody that wants to abridge that, I think, you know, we need to have that conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And good Lord, did we? I mean, I was just thought we were going to watch a game. It ruined a perfectly good weekend for a lot of us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's unfortunate that it's become so politicized by just everything, just the climate. But, I mean, there's a lot of good people who have come out since this whole ordeal started over a year ago.
So, who are you thinking of?
On both sides, actually, as far as if whatever your political views are, you have people on both sides saying that, no, there should be free speech. There are veterans who saying, no, don't use me. No, I fought for us to say whatever you absolutely want to say.
Do you see that TV sports announcer in Dallas? So I put that on my Facebook page today, too. I'm going to play it after 2 o'clock.
I sent you a friend request. You didn't accept my friend request.
Did you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I don't manage my page as well as I should. So it's quite possible you will and I won't, by the way. But don't take that personally. So there's this sportscaster in Dallas. He's like a 65, I'm going to guess, maybe older, white. Okay. He must be the venerable sports guy of Dallas. And he's on the TV there, and they gave him over 3 minutes, and he just monologued about what this issue is all about. Mm-hmm. And he hit it out of the park.
Did he? No, I missed that.
I put it on my Facebook page, and it's got 1,000 shares and 1,000,000 likes, and everybody's commenting on it. I'm blowing up the interwebs today.
Absolutely. It's because of you, John.
With this guy's stuff. I'll be happy to take credit for it because, you know, my comment on it was, I tried to address this issue, and I came nowhere near what this guy did. He hit it out of the park. So I did want to share it there. And, you know, he's a veteran.
Right.
And my guess is that in Dallas, that's a pretty red state.
Yes, it is.
And city, I think that, like you said a moment ago, it's both sides that are saying, this is not an anti-Trump conversation. This is a, I think, pro-First Amendment conversation.
Right.
And conservatives and liberals and Democrats and whites and blacks and everybody are all pretty much saying the same thing.
Right.
I don't like it when people disparage the flag or take a knee. I mean, I you know, that's upsetting to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, well, why are they doing it? And then you have that conversation. I get that it's upsetting to you. It bothers me that we have this knee-jerk reaction that if you take a reverential knee, we judge you. You don't love America enough.
Right.
You're not patriotic enough.
Right. Yeah, that's not the case at all. I mean, it has nothing to do with the military. I mean, if you look back on just the history of the NFL, when it became so about the military, I think it was in 2009 when the military started paying for ads.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and so it has never before then. And, you know, a lot of times the people who are screaming and hollering about, you know, the American flag and the national anthem, if you were to put a camera in their living rooms when they're watching the game, they are sitting there eating popcorn, drinking a Budweiser or a Heineken or whatever.
And
they're
about
not standing
that.
Up. Yeah,
wait a minute. Are you telling me that it's incumbent upon us as television viewers to stand and put our hand over our heart during the national anthem?
That's how they're acting.
Yeah.
That's how they're acting, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's not that case.
So let's all pay attention to that. And, you know, I don't know what and I don't know what we're supposed to do about it other than at least let's have an informed, fair conversation about it, and let's eat some sheet cake. So what is your title over at Angelica's again? I've never really gotten a clear answer from you.
I'm jack of all trades at this moment, but director of IT, finance, and marketing. And
delivery fellow.
Delivery fellow, radio personality.
Yeah, you could be. So we ordered from you a, what is this, a 48-inch or what is this?
It's a half sheet.
Half sheet.
Half sheet.
Okay.
Buttercream.
Yeah.
With an edible image of the American flag.
And which, by the way, I'm sorry if that's offensive to somebody, but it's a cake. And we did it last time, and it didn't seem to be a bad idea. And we do have a football on there
and
some flowers.
And God bless America.
And God bless America.
Right.
What could be better than that?
Right.
And then what else did you bring?
And for your staff, I brought some caramel cupcakes. Because I really felt bad that they didn't get any of the key lime.
You know, that's nice of you, but really that's not your fault.
How many of them did you? By the way, the man you're talking to is in the right there. That's Steve Bertrand. Wave hello to.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, I felt it was my duty, Steve.
How many did you bring?
I brought 12. So please make sure Steve gets at least
two. I got
two.
Bad news for you, Steve. Paul only brought 12, and we've got a staff of.
Yeah, and you're going to the Johnsons tonight or something?
We're going to the Petersons sometime soon. We should probably freeze some of these. All right. Well, I'll steal one and send the rest of them up to the newsroom. If folks want to, for whatever, is this like a good season for you guys, the fall?
The fall, it starts getting better. The hotter, the warmer months are a little tough.
Right, yeah, now, bakery, bad day to bake today.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the last few days has been a little bit miserable. But, yeah, October, November is great. And let me tell you, you have some of the most loyal listeners I've ever seen before in my life.
Why do you say that?
After they heard you and, you know, mentioned us, the bakery, on air, they've come in and they've patronized us. They've bought products. And I've really, from the bottom of my heart, WG and listeners, I really do, and the bakery does appreciate your business.
This is a South suburban bakery.
Yeah.
And I think we should do all we can to support every business in every neighborhood. And so thanks to Tina Fey for connecting us in a way. And keep up the good work over there. And the website is?
AngelicasCakes.com. That's AngelicasCakes.com.
And the address is?
17535 Kedzie Avenue, Hazelcrest, Illinois.
Do not die on this earth. You haven't tried yet their caramel cake or the key lime cake.
Key lime cake.
And if for some occasion coming up, the holidays, graduation, football party, you need just a good old-fashioned white football sheet cake.
With the flag.
With or without the flag. people are going to start to order the most boring cakes, you know? I want a cake with just icing, chocolate icing, and nothing else, because anything else will offend somebody.
Right.
If you put so much as a squirrel on there, we'll be in trouble. So just get a cake from these people, AngelicasCakes.com.
Okay. Absolutely.
Nice to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
His name is Paul Stokes, director of all kinds of stuff over at Angelica's. It's 126. Boy, these cakes look good.